Let's see what the best joke is for the week. It's speed jokes. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Here's joke of the week number one.
Hey, John, how did your dating app blind date go last night?
Well, not so good, Dave. I mistyped something on my application.
Why do you say that?
Well, I asked for someone that would remind me of J-Lo. I accidentally typed out Jell-O, so not real good. Yeah. Like you're all that in a bag of chips, Williams. By the way, our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Chips and Jell-O. Yay.
Joke of the week number two. My girlfriend just dumped me, Dave. She was angry and yelled, "You're so pedantic. Everything I do is wrong. I used to love you. But now me and Gary are driving up north through the night, and then you'll never hear from me again." And I yelled out, "No, wait. It's Gary and I."
The proceeding was a Smarty Pants joke similar to this one.
Okay, so let's do the next one. Husband is on the phone with his wife, and he's reading a letter she left for him. He cries out, "I can't believe you left me like this. And by the way, nitpicking has a hyphen." I'm afraid I'm becoming that guy. Here's joke of the week number four. I made a sandwich with cold cuts and mustard and whatnot for my niece over the weekend, Mo. But she wasn't really impressed and kept asking, "What was that tiny pimento stuff thing in there?" And I said, "It's a wee olive in a yellow submarine." And then we played the song. It was a lot of fun. Here's joke of the week number five.
In the following scene, Dave Innitt will portray, with remarkable clarity, a dung beetle. And John Williams will star as his friend, another dung beetle.
Hey there, dung beetle Dave. You look down today.
I'm so frustrated. I bought an expensive Shih Tzu. A guy brought it to my house yesterday.
So why are you so upset?
It was a dog.
If the technology is ever developed for dung beetles to talk and they don't sound like that, I'm going to be very disappointed. Where were we? And by the way, Dave Innitt owns a Shih Tzu, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, right. Yes, I do. I've had a couple of them.
Dogs, yeah. Okay, joke of the week number six. I was out walking the dogs yesterday, and a neighbor up the street said, "I didn't know you had dogs." And I said, "They're not my dogs. They're my sister's." And then he said, "Well, your sisters are adorable." That may be one of those jokes we didn't need to do the last line. Here's joke of the week number seven. Hey, Dave, Godzilla's not eating hotels anymore.
I hadn't heard. Wonder why.
I hear he's cutting down on suites. That joke's not super funny, but I really like it. Joke of the week number eight.
In the following scene, Dave Innitt will portray a Roman emperor, and John Williams will star as a Roman centurion.
You there! Why are all my chariots dented and dinged?
Hail, Caesar.
Yes, thank you. But what happened to the chariots?
I can see the tunic on him now.
I'm wearing one, as a matter of fact.
Joke of the week number nine.
Halloween is just around the corner. Guess what a dung beetle's favorite candy is? Turtles.
Wait for us to get out of this dung beetle loop. Yeah. Here's joke of the week number 10.
A doctor's waiting room is packed with patients. The receptionist yells out, "We will not be using your names in order to protect your privacy." She then looks at her list and yells out, "Okay, the guy with hemorrhoids is up next."
They don't do that. Joke of the week number 11.
I don't want to say I'm getting older, but I was at an antique store yesterday and this one lady was chasing me around with the price gun.
Here is joke of the week number 12.
In the following scene, Dave Innitt will portray an irate parent bursting into a bakery. And John Williams will star as the baker.
Listen here, fella. I sent my son in for 2 pounds of cookies this morning, but when I weighed them, there was only 1 pound. I suggest that you check your scales.
I suggest you weigh your son. See what we're doing there? That's a math joke. Joke of the week number 13.
Hey, there's going to be a Polish sound engineer at that next show I'm doing at the Tivoli Theater. I wonder if there'll be a Czech one, too.
Lisa Dent laughed out loud.
Sorry. You didn't need to hear that. Go ahead, Dave.
When she heard that joke. Okay, let's do one more.
What do you get when you cross a plush doll with Reaganomics? Trickle me Elmo.
We had a lot of economics jokes this week. We spoke to the Nobel Prize winner in economics, University of Chicago guy. Very nice, very helpful, helped us understand some of his theories. Good guy. Okay, so the joke of the week was, Steve, what did you like?
What a good group of jokes this week. I'm going to go with number five, Dung Beetle Dave.
Dave, what was your favorite
joke? It's not my
joke?
Name, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've gotten confused.
John, you are so pedantic.
I know. I like that one. That's my joke of the week. Thank you, Dung Beetle Dave. Bob, what was your joke, Bob?
It was a dog. Dave's Dung Beetle performance again gets the award. Dave Ennett, that is. I'm referring to Dave Ennett.
Thank you.
Well, it almost doesn't matter now, Producer Pete, but where are you going to go?
Check 1, 2.
Good one.
That's a classic. That's a classic. But I believe we got 3 votes for Dave as the dog. So, or wait.
No.
Right?
No.
Wait,
2
which
for Pedantic and 2 for Dung Beetle Dave.
Are we going to have to do a recount here?
You know, this is the problem with our elections. Okay. All right, somebody's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. I'll randomly select a name, and we'll announce that in just a minute.